You're listening to Podcasting Made Simple. I'm your host, Alex Sanfilippo. For this episode's guide and resources, please visit podpros.com/214. And now, let's get to the episode.
Hi, I'm Dustin Reekman. I'm so excited to share how you can add six figures or even seven figures to your online business using podcast guesting. I have an e-commerce business called Fire Creek Snacks that we grew to seven figures. I also have a coaching business called Simple Success Coaching that we grew to multiple six figures in the first year using these exact same strategies. I, in addition to that, have had over 200 clients all about podcast guesting and business growth through this channel. So please know that what I am about to teach you works. However, the big disclaimer here, it also requires work, right? And it also requires you to think differently about some of the efforts you might have already been applying towards your podcast guesting strategies. First and foremost, I really want you to embrace the idea that the podcast audience really exists in three different layers. You can think of this as like a three-layer cake, right? The base, level one, as I call it, is broad and thin. It's not very deep. Level two, right on top of that, is narrower and a little deeper. And then level three sits right on top. It's the narrowest, but it's also the deepest. And these represent different types of audiences for every podcast that you might appear on. And we have different strategies on how you can find those audiences, serve them, and sell to them. So level one is what almost all of us think about when we think about podcast guesting. And that's the audience, right? It's the listener. It's the people out in the ether who maybe download the show. And we don't have a lot of visibility to them. So whenever I first got on my first podcast in the summer 2020, the whole idea was to sell some snack sticks, right? Fire Creek Snacks, we sell healthy meat sticks. All I thought about was selling some meat sticks to the audience. And that's what we did. That's level one, right? You need to get people that are listening engaged with you, raise their hand, maybe come download a free lead magnet, come get your book, give them a coupon code to buy some of your product. And that's important. And I'm not discounting level one. Level one's very important. The problem is most people don't go beyond that, right? So level one is important. And we definitely want to make sure we have a strong call to action. We have a really compelling reason for people to raise their hand out of the ether, step into our world, get on our email list, buy our first product from us. That's important. But that's level one. So think about level two, right above that. I think of these as peer-to-peer relationships that can come out of podcast guesting. The first and foremost is very likely the host. So if I'm on a show with a host who's serving my target market, sort of by default, they're an influencer in the space, right? And they may be interviewing other people in the space. They may have a brand that is pertinent to what I sell. So that's one peer-to-peer relationship. Another would be in that listening audience, there could be, there very likely are, people in the audience that not necessarily are customers or clients, but they could be great referral partners, great collaborators, great influencers who we do definitely want to have a relationship with, even if they aren't going to come, you know, download our lead magnet and be in our traditional kind of level one sales funnel. But that is really level two. And so to drive that home with an example from our own brand with Fire Creek, I like to use a lot of non-coaching examples just to kind of use real world experience here. So with Fire Creek, I was on a podcast called Bigger Pockets Business in the fall of 2020. In this example is also not only the peer-to-peer relationship, but also a huge, huge important thing that if all you take away is this, listen up. It's the idea that every podcast guesting appearance you have is planting a seed. That's really the healthiest mindset to have around this. So when you plant a seed, it might sprout and like have an abundant harvest right away. It might sprout just a little bit and give you a small result. Or it might sit there and take some time and pay off over and over and bear fruit over and over for years to come. All of those are possible scenarios. The key is none of those can happen if you don't plant seeds. So part of what I'm going to talk about here after I go through these three audiences is the idea of doing this consistently and doing it without attachment to the direct outcome. But in this example, this level two peer-to-peer example, I planted a seed in the summer of 2020, and this young guy named Daniel was listening. He was a real estate investor, YouTuber. He reached out and he was really enthusiastic about my story and the fact that I had left corporate and that I was now a full-time entrepreneur. And I had this Fire Creek Snacks brand that he thought was really cool. So we had some Zoom calls and he eventually divulged to me. He's like, you know what? I work at Walmart. So I'm a young guy. I'm in finance. I don't know anyone, but if it's helpful to you, I'll ask around. Maybe there's an email directory and I'll see if I can find someone who can maybe give you some insights. And I said, Daniel, that would be amazing. So again, Daniel, just a peer-to-peer relationship that formed. So he did that, and I got an email introducing me to the lead meat snacks buyer at Walmart, the largest retailer in the world. We were not in a position at that time, you know, to be in Walmart, but this guy was very generous because of the warm introduction, and Daniel linked to the podcast and said, Dustin's got a great story. I had a 1-hour private Zoom call with the guy in my category. Super helpful, really opened my mind up to some possibilities and set us on a new path. Fast forward a year, the gentleman I had the great call with, unfortunately, I had left Walmart, but his replacement, he had put a good word in for us. And we had contact with her as she got onboarded. And then fast forward 6 more months after we had some great correspondence, we got invited for an in-person meeting. Fast forward 6 months after that, we had a product that was ready for their shelves, right? And now we're in a position to really capitalize on it. And we recently found out we're getting into Walmart. So had I never been on that podcast in 2020, there's zero chance we'd be in Walmart. I wouldn't even have considered it a possibility, let alone had the insights and the access that I got through this referral. But that's a peer-to-peer referral relationship. This one is also a great lesson. It took 2.5 years to fully come to fruition, although we were getting benefits in the meantime. And as a fun side note, I helped Daniel and his wife both leave Walmart and become full-time entrepreneurs, but not before he helped us get in. But that's level two. Think about in a big picture, these great referral partners, these great individuals that you can have relationships with that can have really cool outsized results that you can't really predict on the front end. Finally, that leaves us with level three. And I think of level three as high ticket sales. It's direct sales. And if you're not selling a high ticket service or item, it might be a high value relationship, right? An influencer, a distributor, a brand collaborator, even a potential business partner. But these are direct sales. That's the big distinction here. And most people do not think of podcast guesting and then think of direct sales as something that's really possible to come out of podcast guesting, but it is. And to drive that home, I would love to give you a really niche specific example. And this is actually a former client of mine, so it's real. So say you are a Facebook ads agency and you love to serve craft food brands, right? Online Shopify oriented food brands. So you may ask, how can I use podcast guesting to get more clients? Well, I'm going to walk through all three levels. In level one, you'd be thinking, which shows have potentially Shopify food brand owners listening? And if I offer a free audit or some checklist or something like that, they may raise their hand and actually become a client. Totally valid. And that actually absolutely works. And we should definitely have our call to action in the podcast, allow people to raise their hand and come into our world and let that be a possibility. Level two. What's a peer-to-peer relationship that might come out of this? Maybe the host has a brand, or maybe the host knows people who need help with their brands. Or maybe there's someone listening who is a Google Ads expert for food brand owners, and they may reach out and say, hey, we've got these clients. We only do Google Ads. You guys do Facebook ads. We should collaborate. We should refer business to each other. That would be an excellent peer-to-peer relationship that could come out of being in the right place, being in the right ecosystem for your target market. But where it gets really fun is level three. We have multiple strategies around this in our Podcast Profits Accelerator program, but one really key one in this example would be the guest list. So how about me as a Facebook ads expert for food companies? Why don't I go get interviewed on shows, teach, do my thing, but think about and target shows that also interview my target client. So if I get on a Shopify show and out of the last 100 clients, maybe 10 of those were brand owners for food and beverage brands. Excellent. Now I can go choose my clients in advance and I can say, hey, or I can have my virtual assistant do it, which is what we teach. But hey, virtual assistant, go find these, go through these screening questions. And out of these 100 guests, pick out those 10 based on their public profile and what they do and their name and title. It's really easy. We pull them over into a prospecting funnel, really simple spreadsheet. We get their LinkedIn profiles. Then we can reach out. We have a really warm, cool, credible reason to reach out. Hey, Annie, I heard your story on this podcast. Actually, I was a previous guest too. I'd love to connect with you. When you get that kind of connection request, you're going to say yes, because you have credibility. You have the implied authority of the host. Hey, you're cool. I'm cool because we're both on the same show sort of thing. So you get that connection request and then you start your sales process now with a very warm lead who already kind of knows you and trusts you. They can go listen to your episode and learn more about what you do. And then you can do, in this example, you know, maybe you go look at their Facebook ads and you send them some pointers like, hey, I saw these ads. I think if you tried this headline, you might get better results. Or, hey, I'd love to offer you an audit, you know, whatever your sales process is. But the idea is you're doing direct sales and you're filling a pipeline with your target client, who you get to see in advance and who you get to choose. The other really cool thing about podcast guesting specifically is this is evergreen. The same show, as long as it's active, is going to every week be interviewing new founders. So I can have my VA go monitor that and go every 30 days and check, hey, look, here's another prospect. Here's another prospect. And every show I get on is a new pond, right? And I'm fishing in these ponds and I get to choose the types of fish that I love to work with in this odd example. And I get to pull them over into my holding pond, nurture that relationship until it's time to see if they really want to work with us. So that is level 1, 2, and 3 of audiences. So we have an example of that real briefly. There was a show called Brand Builder in 2021 that I decided would be a great strategic show for us because the company that runs the show and owns it, it was their VP was the host, is called Snack Nation, right? And they do better for you snacks, big, large subscription box company. And I thought, well, if I get interviewed there and it's compelling, maybe it gives us a shot, right, at being in their box. So I got interviewed. It was compelling. And I leveraged that. And I said, hey, I'm not expecting you to like give us full placement, but you know, I think we fit really well with your ethos. We meet all the macro like nutrient things that you need. And they said, yeah, actually, if you'll donate 8,000 sticks, we'll give you a run. And for that, we'll get like Nielsen consumer feedback. So we agreed to do that. So we didn't make any money at first. You know, we donated 8,000 sticks. But that was 8,000 samples going out into our target market, and we got really good feedback back. Fast forward a year later, when I thought that was it, and a year later, the seed sprouted. And in January 2022, I get an email from Sharon at Karru. And I was like, who is Sharon at Karru? Well, Karru was the rebranded name of Snack Nation's parent company. Sharon was the new buyer for Salty Snacks, and she had a different vision for how to do this. And she said, I've tried your product, I've read your data, and most importantly, I've listened to your podcast and I love your brand and I want to be aligned with you. What's your production capacity for 2022? And I was, that's an odd question. So we had a Zoom call and we have a purchase order for 550,000 snack sticks. They became our biggest customer overnight. Zero chance that happens without having planted the seed by being on the right podcast with the intention of doing a high ticket sale. And these are $2 meat sticks, but 550,000 of them turns into quite a lot of business. So I hope you can see the value of looking at this in three different layers and choosing your shows, choosing the stories you tell, the calls to action, the follow-up you do, all based not just on the broad audience, but much more specifically for some of these key objectives that you can grow your business with. So what does this look like in terms of return? What I've found on average in working with 200 clients and doing this a ton for both of my brands is an average value on a medium-sized podcast of about a $2,000 return. It varies wildly. So there's $200 returns, like we get $200 in sales, and there's $20,000, right? Like a normal average. But if you look at it across the board, it's about $2,000. Here's the real secret sauce to this. You need to do it consistently. So what we teach and what we do in our accelerator is how to do this at scale. So my goal for our entrepreneurs is they should be doing a podcast a week as a guest. That gives you 50 different audiences to be in front of in a year if you take off the holidays. 50 audiences times 2,000 per episode is $100,000. That's the six figures. That's how this works. It's not going to happen if you do one. It's not going to happen if you dabble in it. But if you make it a true marketing system, and something that you have a virtual assistant helping you run to where all you have to do is show up, do a great interview, and to make sure that follow-up is happening, you can do wonderfully with this. And here's the best part. Out of 50 opportunities, and then you do this year over year, that's a lot of seeds getting planted. And you have crazy like unicorn results that happen out of that. The Walmarts, the Snack Nations, and we have many more examples for our businesses. So the 100,000 is very doable if you don't get crazy outsized returns. But every once in a while, you hit the lottery, right? And you get that unicorn. And that's where the seven-figure opportunities come in. So I hope you found this super valuable. I hope you go implement it. This can change your business. This can really change your life when you apply it with the right mindset and you do it consistently and systematically. So please go take what you've learned here. Go add six figures to your business this year, maybe even seven. I'm Dustin Reichman. Thanks so much.
If you enjoyed this episode, please visit podpros.com/212. Then share the link with one person that you believe it would add value to. Until next time, thank you for listening.